Here we go, man. This is a photo unlike any I've ever taken before. I didn't intend to for this to be a 3-week series in flowers. Maybe it works because this isn't actually a flower. These are just some yellow leaves on a tree. But wow, I was stunned with how this photo turned out. Like a lot of pictures I take, I didn't intend it to look like this. I was just passing by this tree on campus. I had my camera with me, and I saw these little leaves poking up, and I thought, you know, that'd make a kind of interesting photo. I've tried to photograph these purple trees, and if you go to the blog, you can scroll down and see one of the trees. I took a picture with my iPhone of the same tree in this top photo. And I've tried to get these on captured photographically before, and it never quite works out because when you have just a sea of color, it's hard to isolate one thing for your viewer to look at. And I thought, you know, if I can isolate one of these little yellow leaves, maybe that'll work. I tried the +4 filter on my 50mm lens. It kind of worked, and I've got an example of that picture on there. And some people might actually like that a little more because it shows a little more context. Then I went all the way to the +10 filter, shot at, oh boy, I don't remember, F8, F4? I don't remember. I'd have to check the data. And if you click on the photo, you can go to Flickr and see what aperture I used. And I got back to my computer later that day, and I was floored. I had no idea it would turn out like this, with this huge purple background, and I called it contrast because yellow and purple are almost exact opposites on the color wheel, which makes the yellow leaf stand out so much. I'm a little bummed about the fact that the single yellow leaf is kind of mixing in with some of the leaves behind it, but I didn't want to go and start peeling leaves off this tree here to make the photo I want. I wanted to work around whatever was there and alter my point of view instead of just abusing the tree by taking its leaves from it to get a photo that I wanted. So I think it all worked out in the end, but just the idea that the background is purple instead of blue like you might expect, or blue or green, which are much more common colors in nature, gives this photo a totally different feel than a lot of the other flower pictures I've taken. I'm super happy with how it turned out. I think I said that exact same phrase last week. And hey, why not? If you take a photo and it works, be happy about it, which is what happened here. So, boy, I don't know. I can nitpick this photo and look at things like, oh, it's not quite sharp if you zoom into 100%. But boy, I'm pretty happy with what I got here. And I hope you like it too. It was kind of fun to take this. And certainly it's not the type of photo that for me comes along every day. So it was fun to get a chance to do that.